Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 30th of September and as ever here are three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. And let's start off with idea one, and it's a great story about a customer service employee doing something right by actually doing something wrong. He refused to serve a customer. What's even more interesting is that he's had lots and lots of rewards and recognition for doing so. Minnesota Dairy Queen employee Joey Prusak saw one of his visually impaired customers drop a $20 note. But he hadn't actually noticed that he'd actually done so. And before he could tell him, Joey saw another customer pick up the money and put it in a purse. When it's her turn to get served, 19-year-old Joey asked her to return the money, but she said no. So he did something that I'm sure isn't actually in the Dairy Queen customer service staff handbook. He refused to serve her and said, "Please return the $20 note or get out the store. I'm not going to serve someone as disrespectful as you." She stormed out of the store. But Joey didn't stop there. He went up to his regular customer, who was still unaware that he'd actually lost the money, and gave him $20 out of his own pocket. And Joey's good deed may well have gone unnoticed if it wasn't for a customer who observed the whole thing and was actually moved enough to write to Dairy Queen's head office. The email was actually sent to the store owner, and he actually gave Joey a little reward and a nice thank you note. Another employee actually took a picture of the email, and it ended up going viral. And there's also been lots of phone calls congratulating the teenager on his kind gesture. Lots of people actually coming to see him in the store. Some of them even offered him jobs and donated money to his college fund. He's actually giving that to charity. And what we actually saw was one quite important person gave him a call. It was one Warren Buffett, the chairman, president, and CEO of Berkshire Hathaway, who happened to be the owners of Dairy Queen. Buffett himself actually called Joey to congratulate him for doing the right thing. And I just think it's a great example of the power of word of mouth and word of mouse by doing something good. So go on, do a good deed today and encourage others to do so too. Idea two has developed this. Research has actually come out today that actually suggests that 11% of UK's highest spending advertisers now have websites designed to automatically display content in the most appropriate way, whichever device the consumer is using. The Internet Advertising Bureau actually suggests that 9 of the top 100 are using what they call responsive design, where the content is optimised to reflect whether a consumer is using a PC, a laptop, a tablet or a smartphone when they visit the website. And I'm not suggesting you've got to do that, because not all of us can afford to do it, I'm sure, yet. But the whole point of getting is this thing about being responsive to what customers want, being easy to buy from, easy to deal with. How responsive is your website and the way you deal with your customers? And idea three is to do something about this. I actually presented to the Corporate Finance Network National Conference last week on creating a culture for competitive advantage. And we actually explored some of the challenges that actually maybe help businesses that have to overcome to actually create the culture, the way we do things around here. And one of the things we've actually created for the participants was a little assessment toolkit. And I thought, well, maybe you want to have a go at it too. And it's this whole idea of seeing how your business measures up in terms of creating an Uber culture. Uber stands for everybody in the business understands what's expected of them when it comes to living the culture. They have clear behaviours that's expected of them. They build systems and processes to actually reinforce those behaviours and actually, again, get the behaviours that they actually want from their people. They empower, engage and educate people to use these things. Having spelt out the preferred behaviours, they actually make sure that people can actually deliver them. And they reward and recognise those for doing it. And what you'll actually see on the andyhanselman.com website below the 3D Thoughts is a link to an article about this, but a toolkit that allows you to work out whether you've got an Uber culture, more importantly, to help you identify the areas you need to work on to make it happen. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week. Bye.